All right, it's 1 minute after the hour. I'd like to welcome everybody to our campus conversation on our Thursday at 1 o'clock. Thank you all for joining in. Today again, we'll be providing updates. Just wanted to welcome everyone, and it is a little bit cooler today. I know I appreciate it. Philip, you're probably just wearing a lighter sweater today, right?
You know me quite well. I tend to run cold, but I actually have the fan blowing on me today. So
good. But I turned mine off so I could be heard. Top of mind today for me is that we had a press release go out yesterday about a positive test for COVID from a member of the community here at Finlandia. Just to assure everyone that that was a limited exposure. People who have been were exposed or near have been notified by the health department. The Western UP Health Department does contact tracing. They follow up, ask a few questions, make some recommendations as to next steps for protocol. I think everybody was a bit shocked. You know, we're all shocked that it's coming closer to our area. This has been a very busy week in the UP. I did not listen to the governor's press conference at 11:30, but she was not expected to put more restrictions back on the Upper Peninsula. We are still Zone 8. I think I heard on the state map we're called a medium risk now instead of a low risk. So we'll just continue to be safe. Again, our buildings are locked for the most part. We're closed for the time being. Those that have the need to go in their offices have the permission of their supervisors for essential work. And we'll just take good care of each other at a distance. Does anyone have any questions or concerns, comments? Okay. Go ahead.
With the COVID reporting, the tracking form that we get each night, if an employee is told to contact their supervisor, what is the next step from there?
I also receive those, Tim. So the supervisor and HR should talk at that point.
Okay.
So, again, those are supposed to be completed in the morning.
Yep.
Coming to work.
Yeah, my staff's been furloughed. We start back Monday, so.
Okay.
I had one employee thought he had to do it today, and he was told to contact his supervisor. So I don't know if that'll change by Monday. I don't know what answers he gave, but.
No, that is the correct response.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. The supervisor, and then HR gets a copy as well.
Okay.
I had an observation, Karen, when I completed mine this morning, or was it yesterday morning? I know we had talked some previous week about trying to eliminate maybe one step in that survey, and I don't know if it was just accidental, but I found I didn't have to input my email. And so I was just going to say, if that is a result of a deliberate simplification, thank you, because I think we talked about that with Olivia.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't have to put my email in.
Yeah, so thank you. Is anybody else? was it just Annie and me, or was it others who, and maybe is Olivia? I don't know if Olivia's with us.
Yeah, I'm on here. Yeah, I erased that yesterday because I had remembered our discussion from a few weeks ago and was like, I forgot to do that. So I went ahead and made it so that you don't have to put in your email.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
The responses are coming in with first names as well, so it's fine if you're just Philip. I think there's only one of you at this point in time on campus. So.
Okay.
It is a little bit of a time saver, so I appreciate that. And one other comment is I will be back to work next week after being furloughed for 2 weeks in a row here, and I need to fix the test. The training module did not have the test attached. So I will link that up on Monday. Philip, I'll turn it back to you then.
Thank you. I think I'll just share some opening comments and then and maybe just ask for my team and then other colleagues to to chime in with things that are top of mind and just make sure everyone gets a chance to share what they might have brought to our conversation today. For me, yesterday afternoon we had a full board meeting. At those Zoom meetings, I invite my entire team, and so we are able to provide, you know, updates from each of our perspectives. But I just wanted to give an orientation to the campus on how the board and me in particular are scheduling out the weeks that lead up to fall enrollment. In talking with Julie Bedell, our board chair, I think that it becomes increasingly helpful to have very frequent contact with our board. And so she has agreed, and the whole board has embraced a commitment to have Zoom calls every Wednesday. And so I'm really encouraged by that. Of course, the board is very, very active and very engaged. So that doesn't come as a surprise to those of us who, have been around a while. But what I did in this particular case was I presented to the board a slate of singular issues that I'm asking them to simply focus on each week. So yesterday we focused on an introduction to the 20% reduction budget that we have been working on through the month of June. And so that was our focus, and that's where we spent some time. Next Wednesday with the board, we will be doing a deeper dive on our safe open plan and make sure that our trustees understand exactly how we are planning, give them every opportunity to think alongside of us and ask questions that perhaps help all of us hone those plans and those scenarios. The following week, we're going to focus on our facility projects. So in particular, we're going to make sure the board is very aware and informed about the progress at the College of Health Sciences, very informed about Mannerheim Central, the Student Center, and the Esports Arena. Renovations that are beginning to take place for the Center for Vocation and Career. And then there are deferred maintenance projects that are being taken care of in Paavo Nurmi, primarily the painting of the ceiling and the walls, and we're going to have a repainting of the floor as well. That last project is almost entirely funded by GIFT. The College of Health Sciences is almost, it's entirely funded by this exchange of property for construction at the College of Health Sciences. The work that is being done on the Center for Vocation and Career is also GIFT funded. Mannerheim Central and the Esports Arena, and Student Center, that is being funded with a partnership with a private individual who is a graduate of Somme College. And we continue to work with that because we're folding in Mannerheim Central with other explorations that impact Mannerheim West that we've had conversations about together here, and also the Judula Center. So that's going to happen 3 weeks from now. And then that fourth week is going to be a week for the board to just bring, we're going to gather up all of the, you know, the new information, the new developments, and make sure that they're up to what snuff on all that's happened over the past 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm really encouraged by that. Last week I shared with the room that we were going to present or introduce actually the budget after 3.5 close to four rounds of budget building with my team. We introduced that budget last night. And what is possible to say today is that I think that what I would like to do is be able to speak to some of those broader categories that are included in that budget introduction a week from today. On Monday, the Standing Committee of the Board, which oversees the budget, which is our Business and Administration Subcommittee, will be doing its first deeper dive into the budget. And so I think as a result from that Standing Committee review next Monday, then I would be a bit more comfortable in being able to share with the room the directions and the larger strokes that are implied in the budget. I think it's really important for all of us to know that we want to get, we want to have that conversation as early as we can. And it's going to be not simply a single conversation. It's going to be conversations that are held at different levels because of the complexity of the budget. And I know that there are several in the room that have been involved in some of those conversations that extend beyond my team. But I want to say in this conversation that we want to have that information available sooner because it's going to impact all of us. And that's the honest truth, is that we all will be impacted. We all are going to share in these adjustments. And so for that reason, it's really important to me and to the team that we have that information to you by next week, and so we can begin some other conversations that are smaller following next week's campus conversation. So that's what I feel comfortable sharing today, and I'm really the initial response of the board to that introduction to the budget. They were pleased in the sense that of the 20%, we've achieved 19.11%, that we have been able to find ways to accommodate that reduction. And that was really the charge from the board, was that by yesterday's meeting, we could provide that. So they were given the summary, and they were given separate tabs that helped to the entire board to look at it initially, and then the Committee on Business and Administration will do its deeper dive tomorrow. The intention is that by next week we can begin to share in broader terms the impact on all of us, and that there will be formal approval of the budget before the end of the month. But I believe that after an initial look at the budget from the subcommittee or the standing committee of the board, I will be reasonably comfortable to be able to come to us next Thursday and say, this is the trajectory, these are the bigger pieces, and then we can have conversations about that. So I want to make sure that I had that opportunity, Karen, to speak to that today. Are there any initial thoughts or questions about that? It will also include other scenarios that relate to questions that Michael has brought in terms of other institution-wide scenarios related to our ability to absorb even beyond the 20% reduction, our ability to absorb a last-minute change that is forced upon us in terms of in-person instruction in the fall. So we will continue to have those through the month of July. So I think my last word there, Karen, is to simply say, for those who are able, I think that these next meetings in the month of July are going to be really important for all of us to be together as much as possible. And so I just encourage folks to, if you are able, set aside this time together, and I think it's just going to be helpful moving forward. through the month. So thanks, Karen. I'd like to move it to, let me pause. Any initial thoughts or questions, comments? Okay. If others bubble up, we'll come back, we'll circle back. Freddie, can you give us this week's updates on things that are being generated from your office?
Okay. First, again, another update on the health center. It's moving forward. We are fine-tuning the MOA or the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding. We have another Zoom meeting with Upper Great Lakes at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Top of mind is going to be testing for everyone returning to campus, as well as all of the other particulars. Cindy Blake and I met with one of the nurses last week. I'm not sure if I reported this last week, from Upper Great Lakes, and we've narrowed down. We actually identified the location. We took a look over at the College of Health Sciences of the equipment, and Cindy's working on an equipment list so that we know what we have and what we need to have, much of which, if not everything, will be provided by Upper Great Lakes that we don't have. Let's see, what else are we doing? And then, of course, the new piece of that, following up with Kurt in facilities maintenance on cleaning of the clinic on a regular basis and how we're going to manage that as well, because that is one space that needs daily cleaning. I'm trying to think what else. So anyway, so we're moving forward with a lot of that, and hoping that we can announce a final signing of that agreement maybe within the week. We're still shooting for having us in that space before classes start. August 10th is the target date, with the 17th and 24th as backup 1 and 2, because it all depends upon also being able to move into the College of Health Sciences. Transitioning to that piece, College of Health Science renovations continue. I don't know. I have not been in that building now for we just looked in that one spot last week. I haven't taken a tour of the building now for 2 weeks. So I'll need to do that, and hopefully we'll be able to start a transition moving schedule for August. Trying to think. So we're there. And then the other piece that I've been working on, which is I think I introduced last week, is we do have the opportunity to join a course sharing consortium with other independent colleges and universities, specifically also geared towards sharing courses with our Yes, We Must partners. These are smaller private schools with high Pell eligible populations. And so we met yesterday about how we can help each other, especially in this age of shrinking budgets. How can we actually help pull together what are the needs of the various institutions as far as courses that have seats and courses that may have had a budget impact, and now schools are scrambling to find, where can I take a history course, or where can I take a whatever course, or where, you know, if we talked a lot about accounting, so Kevin, you and I will chat later on today. Are there upper level courses, or are there other courses that we can share with each other when we have open seats? And so it's quite exciting, because these are accredited institutions, very similar to us. Of course, some of the CIC schools are a little bit larger. However, they're still private schools, not the state schools. So they're more like us. And how can we help each other transition through this time? Without costing a fortune for each other and potentially making money for each other. So we've got two avenues to go to. So it's a very exciting time for collaboration among the universities. So I'm excited that we're part of this.
Thanks, Freddie.
Yeah, I think that pretty much does it.
Any comments or questions, thoughts for Freddie related to anything she shared or anything else? Anthony, could you give us some updates from your desk, and that would be helpful for this week's conversation?
Yeah, sure. Top of mind from admissions is that we are at 145 deposits. out of the target of 242. So we're at 60% of the way there. Obviously, that's a close to 100 students still needed. I think we're at about 97 more still needed within the next 7 weeks. So we're continuing to move towards that target. I did my enrollment summary and campus communication a little late, a little later than usual because I had a few days off last week. So even though the reports won't show the same increase because it's going to be a shorter time between then and when I run my report tomorrow, we've actually had 8 deposits this week, which is really exciting. So we're continuing to move forward, and Curtis and myself are working on a projection scenario to really kind of dial down to student athletes and non-student athletes where we really are projecting that we're going to be come drop ad. And so we're working on that over the next week or so to try to get a better picture of where we're anticipating landing. And I think that's really important given all the considerations and all the conversations that we're having right now. So we continue to work towards that. We have new applications that continue to come in. There's only 11 so far this week, but we've been still enjoying 15 to 25 weekly. So hopefully we get a few more in tomorrow to kind of hit within that threshold, because obviously those ones are extremely important right now. You know, those quality applications that do come in, we really need to make sure that we are doing our best to serve them the best way possible and get them through the admissions process as quickly as possible, too, so they have time to plan and time to get ready for the end of August. Coupled with that is a rollout, and I've talked to several individuals about this, so I'll keep this short and simple, but EMP, which is our CRM system, we've rolled out a new system within the system, a touch point system for all students. So anybody involved with the admissions processes, and incoming students, admissions, athletics, financial aid, student services, residence life, other departments too, can now and are expected now to add a touch point or a note for every time they interact with a student. And that becomes a live view on each student's profile in our CRM system. So at any point, if anybody needs to know what's going on with the student, at least once we actually are starting to use this and we're getting all those notes updated in there, we've only had it for about a week now. But once we do that, at any point, somebody needs to know, you know, what the status is or what the current kind of goal is with the student, what the next step is, what's missing. You can just go right to that student's page and it's all right on the very top of it. Everybody can see it. People aren't keeping that information to themselves, and people aren't needing to make multiple phone calls, emails, voicemails, get returned to find out what's going on with students. It's just going to increase transparency and help that entire process. So I'm really excited that that's actually rolled out now, and as you have feedback as you're using it, please send to me. We've already had a bunch of feedback and start to make some tweaks on that. So we're excited about that piece. And then I'll also reiterate the piece of visits too. So now, in addition to continuing to offer the virtual visits for students, we're offering on-campus visits. So that went out in a release. I'm sure everybody has heard about that, but the reminder that I want to put out there is that we need to be mirroring what we're putting out there in our campus releases and our news of how we are opening safely for the fall. We need to be showing that in our actions on campus currently. So when we do have a visitor, I would really urge anybody that's on campus in any capacity to either be masked as required or be ready at any point to be masked, especially because people are walking around through buildings, even though, like others said, many of them are locked down and still closed. We're obviously showing the full facilities when we do have a tour. And so we're unlocking the locked buildings and guiding visitors, you know, students and parents and other family members through safely, of course. But I just, you know, ask anybody that's on campus to be ready to run into somebody and to make sure that we're all looking like we are doing our part, because we really are and should be doing our part to obviously get ready for that safe open in our actions right now. So that's the last piece that I'd put out there, is that's really important to show that in our actions too.
Thanks, Anthony. Any comments or questions for Anthony?
I just want to say something real quick. I don't talk a lot in these meetings because I'm kind of long-winded, but the touch points that Anthony's talking about is amazing, is the best way I can put it. It's made this process 10 times more efficient, and I just can't understate the value of it. I'm one of the guys that sends 10 to 20 emails a day. And, you know, I know guys, everyone's working hard during this furlough, but those touch points are fantastic, and I'm thrilled about it. And the work that they're doing in admissions has been fantastic. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, thanks, Sam, and I thank you too for being my example as we start using this. Sam jumped in right away, and it's been great to be able to use Sam's interactions with students as an example to show, hey, this is how it looks, this is how it works, this is how the back and forth will go. And as we all start get into it, and of course, as everybody comes back from furloughs too, the point is to be as efficient as possible with the incoming class, but then definitely to just have it second nature. It's just what we do for the next recruitment cycle in fall 2021. It'll make things a lot easier. So thanks, Sam.
I have a question, Anthony. For those touch points, can they be like the notes? You know, you and I briefly talked about it a little bit, but can the notes be deleted afterwards?
Okay, so you select what category it is and then you put your notes in and save it, right? Are you saying, can you delete the actual note component of it after the fact? I'm not sure, but I'll look into it and find out.
Okay, because just for an example, you know, if I need a housing form from somebody and it's a men's basketball player, for example, or something, if I have it in the notes, need this, and then once I have it, I delete it, then everybody, without us having to communicate, it's all right there.
Sure, and what we would typically do is, at least in my conversations with financial aid, we were talking about putting the outstanding requirements or missing requirements there, and then putting a touch point saying, hey, received this requirement, and that's taken care of. But you have a good point, too, if it can just be removed then, and all of a sudden we now have an update that says the student's just at the next stage, then obviously that'd be another solution, too. So let me look into that and see if that's a possibility.
Thanks,
Leah.
Any other questions about the touch points or comments or anything else related to what Anthony is sharing?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Anthony.
I'd like to call on Olivia so she can share her video that many of us have seen on social media.
Yeah, so that's one of the big projects that I was tackling this week, was trying to identify different ways that we can reach prospective students and incoming students even, and also parents and current students about our Safe Open plan. So I just created a real simple video. It talks about kind of our safe learning, how the classrooms might be set up, how the labs might be set up, just really brief, and then redirects them back to our Safe Open page in case people didn't know that we had a Safe Open page. And our goal is to have one of those go out every week for the next few weeks, just highlighting the different areas where we have a Safe Open plan, things like housing, dining services, student life, athletics. As this information becomes more available to us, we'll be creating these videos. So if there's anything that you think would make for a great video, they're only about 90 seconds long or so, and we share them on across all of our social platforms, let me know, and we'll get one created. It's just real simple, kind of flashes on the screen. If you haven't seen it yet, I invite you to go to our Instagram or Facebook page or LinkedIn. And it got a lot of traction and quite a few views already. So I'm looking forward to that series continuing and really helping us get the messaging out there.
Olivia, is it accessible on our website, that little video?
My goal is to get it up on the Safe Open page so that in case someone doesn't want to read everything that we have on there, because it is very text heavy right now, and that's how I designed the page, was with those, with the hope of putting those videos on there. I haven't gotten it up just quite yet, but my goal is to do it by the end of the day, and then continue to add those videos in as we develop them.
Good. And we encourage people to share them, too, on their own pages.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do.
Anything else, Olivia?
The other thing that I'll add is that I've been helping Leanne and Brandon create some forms to make their check-in process go more smoothly and be a little bit more virtual. So things like the emergency contact form students can now fill out online. For Brandon, parking pass requests will come in through online, as well as student IDs, just to try to eliminate the close personal contact that would normally have occurred with those forms and filling them out. So if there are any forms or documents or anything that you would normally have done in person that you'd like to be transitioned to online, let us know. It's not that difficult to make them. I can also, like for Leanne's, for the emergency contact forms, all of her answers are going into a Google Sheet that'll be auto-populated as students fill it out, so that she has that information right there and it's really easy to see. So if anyone has a request, feel free to send it to us, and we'll be happy to make that for you.
Thanks. Any questions or comments for Olivia?